Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. I'm your co-host, Mr. Jim Samaria.
And I am Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host. Each week, Jim and I bring you music, backstories, and interviews from the most prolific and free-reeling rock and roll era, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon and at Rediscover Records in Elgin. The book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by that old hockey-playing writer, Mr. Slapshot, Mark Plotnick.
Jim, the times have changed. My nickname today would be Old One-Timer Plotnick. Isn't that what they call for slapshots today, one-timers?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. But back to music. Today we are playing songs that are not sung by a band's lead singer. So today you won't hear Freddie Mercury singing a Queen song, or Roger Daltrey, a Who song.
Well, sometimes I wonder how the conversations went in the band. I mean, did Ronnie Wood say to Rod Stewart, hey, I want to sing the title cut off our new album? And, you know, I just wonder how that goes down.
Well, I'm sure it went well because they are both good friends.
Okay, well, we're going to start right off the bat here. And one of the most revered groups in rock history is The Who. They boasted great songwriting, musicianship, and a stage performance, maybe the best of all time. They officially became The Who in 1964, but before that, they were known as The Detours. That band was started in 1961 by singer Roger Daltrey and bass player John Entwistle. Guitarist Pete Townshend soon joined. And in early 64, a brash and highly energetic 17-year-old drummer by the name of Keith Moon, possibly my favorite musician, along with Jeff Beck, but that's another story. Keith Moon auditioned, and after breaking the bass drum pedal and two drum skins, he was asked by Daltrey to join the band. I guess that was...
I wonder if they made him pay for all that equipment.
Probably not. But he said, okay, I guess this guy hits the drums hard. I like that. After the Tommy album, Townshend's next idea was another rock opera album called Lighthouse. It became such a chore to make and record that the idea was scrapped and the great 1971 album Who's Next was recorded instead. 8 of the 9 songs from Who's Next were written for the Lighthouse project. The one exception was My Wife, a composition by the nimble-fingered bass player John Entwistle. So Daltrey stepped aside and let Entwistle run the show. John sang lead, played bass and piano, and he also played all the brass on the song. He was such a multifaceted musician.
Yes, he was. And you'll notice on the song there is no guitar solo. That's because Entwistle chose to play brass as the centerpiece of the song.
Yeah, and it works. It works. It's an excellent song. The song is about a guy who was out of town all night long, comes home very, very late, and is afraid his wife is going to be mad, and something I never experienced, thank goodness.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't you remember that incident you told me about?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay, all right. I won't tell her, Sheila.
Anyway, here's who's from the Who's Next album, My Wife.
Thank you.
That was My Wife by The Who with John Entwistle as the singer. So, okay, Mark, you're up next. Here you have a sister's act coming up.
Yes, I do. And the sisters are Ann and Nancy. Heart was formed in Seattle in 1967, and in the early 1970s, their fortunes changed when they added Ann and Nancy Wilson to the lineup. At that time, there were not many rock and roll bands led by female singers or guitarists. Ann is up there with the finest rock and roll voices of all time. Her sister Nancy normally adds harmonizing vocals, although she sang lead on a couple of songs, such as Treat Me Well from the Little Queenie album and Not a One from the Dog and Butterfly LP. But in 1985, the ladies were offered the song These Dreams, written by Martin Page and famed Elton John collaborator Bernie Taupin.
Hey, Mark, did you know that the song was first offered to Stevie Nicks and to Kim Carnes? They both turned it down. I'd say it was a big mistake.
Actually, I didn't, but that's not the first time this has happened in rock and roll history. But Ann and Nancy jumped at the chance of recording it. Ann thought the song suited Nancy's voice, so she got the lead. And Nancy was suffering from a cold during that recording, but ironically, her voice had that raspiness, that gave the song the feel it needed. Well, it all worked out because the song became Heart's first number one hit. So let's listen. Outside. Ask These Dreams with Nancy Wilson singing vocal, and she does a great job on that song. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world. Jimmy, I have a question. Did you know the lads from Liverpool had a fourth singer?
Well, no, not really. I knew that Ringo sang, but
yeah,
he wasn't really one of the singers. The Beatles boasted great singing voices in John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And as a third alternative, they had the developing George Harrison. But rarely was Ringo given a chance to sing lead on a song. Ringo didn't have much of a range, so the band had to find songs that fit his vocal range and the key of E, which is all he could sing in. Well, they found that song for Ringo in the Carl Perkins tune, Honey Don't, from their 1964 album, Beatles for Sale, which gave Ringo a chance to be at the forefront. Ringo had such a good time, if you really listen to the song. He had such a good time with the song by adding the impromptu lines, Rock on, George, one time for me, and Rock on, George, for Ringo, one time. The Beatles never released this song as a single, but it was the B-side of a Carl Perkins single. Mark, can you name the A-side of that single?
Of course. It was really his signature song, Blue Suede Shoes on Sun Records.
You're pretty good. You amaze me. Now, if you can know who stepped on them, I'll be doubly amazed. Yeah,
I have no idea.
blue suede shoes. Back to the Beatles. The band did 5 takes on this song and chose the 5th take, the final one. So here we go. Rock on, Ringo, one time for me.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. I'll rock on, George, for Ringo one time.
Fun. That's a fun song. Ringo did sing lead on some other Beatles songs, very famous songs, like Yellow Submarine from Revolver, Octopus's Garden from Abbey Road, and most notably With a Little Help from My Friends from Sgt. Pepper. Okay, Mark, the next band is possibly the best-known singer in rock history, but he stepped aside for another member of his band. Who is that?
Well, while in France recording their new album, Exile on Main Street, the Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards was jamming with sax player Bobby Keys, and the song Happy made its initial appearance. Since it was written entirely by Keith, he awarded himself the lead vocal. That was nice of him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. The song came together when Keith added producer Jimmy Miller on drums, and then Keith Richards later added the bass line. And to complete the sound, Keith chose Nicky Hopkins on piano and Jim Price on trumpet, and then Mick Jagger sang backup. And according to Richards, they finished the song in only 4 hours. That's amazing. And Keith once said at noon, the song never existed, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was on tape. So Keith loves the song because the tune just makes people happy. And I'm always happy when I listen to the song. So
yeah, and Mark, listen to the chorus when he sings, because he sings the phrase, I need a love to keep me happy. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a play on words because he was dating a woman named Anita Pollenberg. So he's actually saying, I need a love will keep me happy.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, no, Jim, wow, you impressed me.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Well, the Stones had so many hits, but Happy was the first and only Stone song to chart the top 40 with Keith Richards singing lead vocal. So let's listen to this Rolling Stones.
Happy.
And let's be happy.
Happy.
Well, here's an interesting piece of trivia. The Stones often played the song in concert, which helped give Mick Jagger a break so he could have a cup of tea and to rest his voice.
I bet that makes him happy.
I'm sure it does. Good one, Jim.
Thank you.
You're on today. Well, speaking of rock singing legends, your next group had one, but he also took a backseat on a song.
Yeah, another one of rock and roll's unique voices belongs to Rod Stewart, or some call him Rod the Mod. He first came to fame as lead vocalist for the Jeff Beck Group and later the Faces, but he sings not a single note on the title song of the Faces' 1973 album release, Ooh La La. Guitarist Ronnie Wood was given the honors to sing lead vocals on it. Both Rod Stewart and Ronnie Lane did record the song, but the band wasn't happy with their their version, and producer Glenn John suggested that Ronnie Wood give it a try, and it worked. So I think everyone will enjoy this song, even though it's not Rod Stewart singing. Ron Wood has had one of the most enduring careers in rock history, first playing bass with the Jeff Beck Group and then lead guitar with the Faces. When Mick Taylor left the Stones and with Faces about to break up, Keith Richards offered Taylor's spot to Wood in 1975, and he's been there ever since. Wood still sees himself as a youngster of the band, which he is, you know, because all those guys are like 98.
And he wasn't really a permanent member of the band until, I think,
the following year. Yeah, he signed on as like a contractor or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But he was made a full-time member in more recent times. But he was basically a contract guy for a long time.
Right. Ronnie Wood is a two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, both with the Stones and the Faces. His hobbies include breeding thoroughbred horses, he paints, and he hosts his own rock and roll show, which I've watched. It's very good. He's very talented, and he's a very popular guy. But back to the song, it's basically about youth being wasted on the young. I'm sure we have all said this line in the song at one time or another in our lives. I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger.
Yep, ain't that the truth, Jim?
Well, here's Ronnie Wood singing Ooh La La. La. La La by the Faces with Ronnie Wood on vocals. Mark, I'm sure you know this, but Ronnie Wood has remained a close friend with Rod Stewart through the years, and he's appeared on many of his albums, most notably the 1993 Unplugged and Seated from the MTV show Unplugged. Great, great CD.
Yeah.
People pick it up. Anyway, that's the end of part one, so stay tuned for part two of the Classic Rock Show broadcasting on WHRULP 101.5 FM and on demand 24/7.